This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Kennedy. World leaders have reacted to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny that puts him in prison for 2.5 years plus. In a statement, the British foreign minister called the ruling by a Russia court perverse, adding that it shows Russia is failing to meet the most basic commitments expected of any responsible member of the international community. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in a statement, said that we reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter, saying the conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as democratic freedom, are not negotiable. The United States says last weekend's military roundup of civilian leaders in Myanmar was, in fact, a coup. Tuesday's declaration sets the stage for additional sanctions or other penalties aimed at the country's military and officers. The military power grab poses a challenge for the two-week-old Biden administration, which says it wants to support wobbly democracy movements globally, but also wants to avoid driving countries like Myanmar toward China. The State Department says any penalties it imposes for the coup will not touch direct humanitarian aid to the country's people. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. World Health Organization investigators Wednesday visited a research center in the Chinese city of Wuhan that has been the subject of speculation about the origin of the coronavirus. The WHO team's visit to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a highlight of their mission to gather data and search for the clues as to where the virus originated and how it spread. Reporters followed the team to the high-security facility, but as with past visits, there was no direct access to team members who have given scant details of their discussions and visits thus far. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday signed 3 executive orders dealing with asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, legal immigration, and reunifying families. The asylum-focused order will be a mandate in a review of the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP, a controversial program that pushed 65,000 asylum seekers back to Mexico to wait for U.S. court hearings. The Biden administration has stopped adding people to the program, but it has not yet outlined how we'll process the claims of those already enrolled. Biden's executive order on legal immigration calls for a review of a Trump-era rule that made it harder for poorer immigrants to obtain permanent residency in the United States. The review of the so-called public charge rule is expected to start the process to rescind it. Biden also created a task force to reunite migrant families who were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border by Trump's 2018 zero-tolerance border strategy. According to U.S. House Democrats, former U.S. President Donald Trump endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters like a loaded cannon at the U.S. Capitol. These are some of their most detailed posts for making the case as to why he should be convicted and permanently barred from office. Trump denied the allegation through his lawyers and called the trial unconstitutional. The dueling filings after the first public glimpse, or are the first public glimpse of the arguments that will be presented to the U.S. Senate beginning next week on February 9th. And more than 70,000 homes have been lost in a wildfire outside Australia's western city of Perth. It's expected to continue burning for days. More at voanews.com. Via remote.